Today's broadcast for the Hawks take on the Rangers brought to you by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. And this is my favorite part of any
the best
Blackhawks broadcast that we do. Chef Mike is stepping up to the microphone, and he has brought things. We got so many things to talk about that are new this year. Every year, I don't know how many years I've been doing this now, like 30, 40 years now, that every year there's you know, new places opening and other places that you know, are changing locations. And now that you have so much more room in here because you built the offices are now just directly east on the other side of the atrium from the stadium itself, you're using all those old office spaces to build these, you know, beautiful. There's some things we still have yet to have discovered and can't talk about, and I was sworn to secrecy about. And
haven't been unveiled yet,
yes,
right?
But then Queenie's, which was one that you didn't want to tell us all about last year.
You were
year,
being then, so super secret on that one.
And now it has just opened up, and it's this. It is a restaurant that reminds me of, like, Arnie's or of the original Eli's in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of those old, like, you step back in time when you go into it. It's a beautiful room. It's got a piano bar in the middle of it. It's kind of got this kind of 70s lush feel to it. 60s, 70s.
Well, that's awesome you say that, because the goal was a Midwest supper club.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's, but with elevated, because you're Chicago, you're United Center, elevated experiences, whether it's the food, it's the cocktails, it's the service. That was the ultimate goal. And when you walk through there, it is pretty impressive.
Gorgeous. We're going to do our show in November from there.
I can't wait. I'm just looking at the menu right now. You got the tableside Caesar salad, which just sounds spectacular. A warm spinach salad, the lobster bisque. You've got these amazing cocktails, too.
Yeah.
Including those that involve some, do they have ice cream drinks or something?
They have frozen drinks.
Frozen grapefruit margarita, I saw, too. Yum.
As well as you see in front of us, that giant-sized beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably say it wrong, so for all the German people out
there. It's a Kölsch. That's a good beer right there,
Kölsch,
Chef Mike.
But it's a 22-ounce beer there. So, and the vehicle is the same one for that jumbo ship cocktail. So in seafood, like shrimp.
And when you say vehicle, he means vehicle. You could fit a family of four in that.
You put wheels on that, yes, and have a whole family go to Wisconsin in that Oktoberfest.
I saw that First Man movie. That's as big as the Apollo capsule was. I'm forever impressed by it. Can I just ask you sort of an inside business question about this? So
sure.
You got to turn those tables quickly because it's an event space. You're in the middle of, you know, people got to get ready for the show. So are there a number of different seatings? How do they work that out?
Well, they take reservations. It's a large room, so it does hold up to a couple hundred people at a time. Mm. The one cool thing that they did when you're up there, you'll get to see, is they actually have projectors that project the game onto the wall outside the windows.
Okay, so it's all right. So what you do, you're standing there, and it looks like there's windows,
uh-huh,
but they're really not. And you look out, and it's like you're looking out of a window. You get the sense that you're looking out of a window, and it looks like you're looking down onto the ice and watching the game while it's on.
You can see the game.
But it's not really there.
No, there's
it's a
wall
projection.
There. Yeah.
It's so cool. It gives you, I don't know if it's like a steady camera from a particular angle, and it gives you the sense that you're there. I mean, it's
I love that.
Really a great trick.
Yeah, so if you're taking your time, you know, enjoying your meal, you can still see the beginning of the game. You're not going to miss a thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
And it's open on game nights right now, is that right?
Right now it's on game nights.
And concert nights.
And concerts, yeah.
Right. So for both Bulls, Hawks, and then whatever is going on, you know, the Elton John this weekend, there is and people make reservations, right? Queenie's, which I'm assuming there's a website people can go to, or you can just Google it like you do everything else.
QueeniesSupperClub.com.
And you can make a reservation. You can come in. You don't need a ticket to an event to get into it.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it makes sense if you're coming to the event that, you know, you have your ticket separately. But to get to access, you can meet friends here for the event and then just blow them off and leave them right there. And they can watch the event through the fake windows.
If that's what you want to do to your friends. But
does that.
It's open to everyone. So you don't have to have a certain seat in a certain location or be on a certain level.
Right.
It's open.
It's not a club.
It's
not a club in the sense that
it's not a private club.
Private club like Kettle One or anything like that. We have to have a season pass.
Now, you'd be really doing something and if you find out where the name Queenie's came from.
Well, Rocky Wirtz told us already.
Oh, he did? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But go ahead and fill us in.
Well, if Rocky told you,
but
that was
everybody.
A nickname of his grandmother. And it's funny, when he remarried, His wife's last name was Queen, and when they got one, they love beagles, and one of his beagles was named Queenie.
Yeah. Yes. And his daughter's nickname is Queenie, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no pressure when you were designing the menu and trying to make sure it was a great place to go visit. It's very personal to Rocky.
Yeah, and this was a great collaboration between the United Center, the Heisler Hospitality, and Levy. So it was fun all the way along the way. And you talked about the tableside Caesar salad. There's going to be a tableside carved prime rib. So it's actually what old is new again. It is actually going back to that 70s era where that stuff happened when you dined. This is just a lighter, you can see more in this supper club versus maybe the older supper clubs. It's kind of a little hard to see in those.
Different
but
view.
You want to see the food here. You want to see the cocktail.
You know, what's amazing is you go to a place and sometimes you just fall in love with the room itself. Uh-huh. You know, some of the great restaurants do that too. You know, Gibson's is one of the great examples in the world. You know, people go there and just feel comfortable because of the booths and the way you feel when you're in the room. Mm-hmm. This is exactly that feeling. You walk in and the furniture is amazing. It's comfortable. And the level of service is that, you know, great steakhouse, you know, high-end kind of an experience. And, you know, you're in the United Center. And it's part of the trick of elevating the experience, which is what, you know, modern 21st century entertainment is all about, is to make people, it isn't just about serving people hot dog and popcorn in the, you know, in the concourse the way it used to be. People expect a show, they expect it to be dramatic, they expect their food and their service to be, you know, good if not great. And, you know, you're going above and beyond here.
If people are foodies and they know their beverages nowadays, you can't really trick people. It's like how Google stopped people from telling little white lies. Well, same thing in the food industry.
Sort of.
Hold on a second.
Sort of.
100%.
I said little white lies.
But it used to be stadium food was stadium food. And once they got you there, they got you, and that's all you had to do. But you guys just go over the top in that this is where you want to be for your entertainment, but it's also where you want to be here for the food.
Yeah, the United Center is so great at being ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
When people come to visit here, a lot of other, we won't say who, but hey, how do we take this back to our place? Because they reinvent everything here.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how, like, you walk in, Larry Levy used to say, the greatest project out there still hasn't come yet. That's kind of how it is here. There's things always changing here. The vision here is just amazing.
The little things to the big things. Even the little thing like the putting veterans out on the ice for the national anthem. That started here. Now everybody does that. Yeah. The whole idea of stopping and saluting veterans in the middle of a game.
Yep.
That began here. That began in this building with this organization. And then it spread to all the leagues and all the stadiums in America. And when you stop and you think about when you guys had the chance to redo the concourse 2 years ago, and what you guys decided to do in terms of dropping in these restaurants, and you kind of, there's the food truck world changed the way that people want to eat. You know, they want portability, they want things to move around, they want different types of restaurants in different spaces, and you know, you guys adjusted right to that. And now when you walk in here between the seats and the lights and everything, because you always have to adjust, this is a different, if people have not seen. And I always say this about hockey. If you've never seen it live, come out and see it. If you've never seen hockey at the United Center, you got to come out and see it. And thank God the tickets are hard to come by again.
Right.
Because there was some time, I'm just going to say, last year where it was a little easier. But now, you know, they're hot and it's back. It's really in this game. And the New Yorkers, can I just get away? Because you're from Philly, so we could talk about this for just a second.
Okay.
We can talk about this.
Here it comes.
See, these New Yorkers are going to be here tonight.
Do they travel well?
Oh,
yes.
Yes. Well, half of them live here.
Do they travel as well as
Patriots fans at a Bears game? Because that was horrible.
Well, those people live here, too. I mean, there's a lot of Boston
Chef nights. Mike, can you tell us how you feel about New York sports fans? I know how the rivalry goes with Philly and New York.
I can't say on the radio, but, you know, I don't root for anybody in New York.
So very diplomatic. You
know, very, very.
Thank God I don't have a property in New York.
Nice, right, exactly. Yeah, wait
Madison Square Garden off the list.
Wait till he gets the garden. When he gets the garden, it's all going to be different. But it is funny because when these tickets tonight, it's going to be true at Soldier Field on Sunday with the Jets. More so when the Giants are in Temple. When the Jets are going to be here, you get and New Yorkers, and they want it, and they make noise. They are intense. You know, when the Mets or the Yankees or whatever are here. When the Yankees are at Sox Park.
Yeah,
I've been to those games.
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's more Yankees fans.
No, it's
you
like,
know,
and it, what's
and,
going on?
And so it's like an experience, and tonight it's going to be a tussle in here. It's going to be so much fun.
But it's also like how the Blackhawks fans travel. You know, down to Nashville.
Well, that's true.
Down, you know, you have so many out on the West Coast in Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
And you look at some of those games, you're like, wow, there's more Hawk sweaters in those seats.
Tampa, West Coast of Florida.
Yeah, it's great.
California. It used to be able to get you into an LA Kings game, and it was all Blackhawks fans.
Yeah.
Then the Kings got good.
Right.
And then they realized that, oh, my God, it's like soccer on ice is what they realized.
Now we get it.
Southern California.
It's
except
cold.
It's cold. We're not used to that.
Maybe we should do a Roe, like Roe can do, instead of the Marlin guy. He could be the Blackhawk guy. Just start showing up everywhere in a Blackhawk sweater.
Right.
Different baseball games.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the hat on or whatever.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Chef, you're on to something.
He's an idea guy.
Yeah, I like that because that's kind of the way. I was just watching, was at College Game Day, that Washington State flag that has been traveling all over the country now for 20 years or something?
It's a big number. I know that. They always talk about it.
Consecutive College Game Day broadcasts.
Yes.
This Washington State University flag, a big one, gets flown behind the main desk, and it's in the camera view at least for one moment during College Game Day. And they finally did the College Game Day from Washington State last Saturday.
Yes.
And they met the people who made the flag, who've been doing
this.
They literally will fly the flag around the country sometimes to get the same flag. To get it to the position, they'll find an alumni or somebody who's willing to go do it in wherever they happen to be. And sometimes they just drive the people there. Those are the kinds of traditions that make sports so great.
They did it to convince Game Day to go to the school, right?
It took them 20 years to do it.
Right.
It seems like a little bit listen, they had patience. God bless them for doing it.
Right.
But, I mean, it's the same sort of – so I like the idea of that. I would like to be the guy wearing I would be the Hawks guy anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back in the day, there was a period of time, and maybe it still happens, but whenever you watch the Hawks game, there was always people, even on the road, sitting behind the Hawks bench with a Hawks jersey.
Yeah.
Now, how likely is that to happen every game?
Yeah. You're right.
But it's kind of cool, right?
It's
the best.
It's unique, yeah.
All right. So for people coming tonight, if they want to check out Queenie's, I don't know if there's reservations left for tonight. There might be. If you want to either tonight, queeniessupperclub.com. And you can, or just go on
QueeniesSupperClub.com is where you can go and get your reservation.
But there's also reserve.com where you can reserve.com/QueeniesSupperClub.
Yeah, which is what most restaurant companies use out there.
Is reserve.com.
Make reservations.
So go do that. And then, next time, whether it's tomorrow night or Saturday night for Elton John or whatever, do that too. Because I'm going to tell you, this will become, once you've gone there once, this will become your joint.
It's going to be
place.
Hard to get into.
Yeah, you didn't even talk about the balcony.
He did earlier.
He
does his Evita thing where he speaks to the people below.
We're doing our show from the balcony.
Very nice.
In a couple of weeks
with the piano playing.
And I'm going to stand up there and I'm going to sing.
Oh God!
Don't cry for me, Argentina. I have a whole thing planned.
All right.
Don't worry.
All right.
I look very good in a dress.
Will you be dressed like Madonna?
I will be dressed like Eva Perón. I went to the Eva Perón Museum in Buenos Aires last year, and I've become very. I'm a Peronista now.
Oh,
yeah.
How about that? That'll be fascinating to watch.
You are a true Renaissance.
I am.
Isn't he? He does everything well.
Hey, can I say something else here, too, at Queenie's? And I don't know if they're doing this anywhere else. They are selling this. I just noticed this on the list.
Look at the menu.
On the bottles and cans, Genesee Cream Ale.
That's old school.
That is old school.
Yeah.
That is like, I can't, from the East Coast, people who lived on the East Coast. I learned about it in college. But on the East Coast, that was the thing. That was like, you know.
Yeah. Jenny Cream Ale.
Jenny, right. Nice guy. Oh, my gosh. What a great. That is amazing. Mike, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you, Chef Mike.
You're the best.
I love seeing you.
And
doing great work.
We've got. They're pointing at something. Oh, there's Violetta. This is really funny. Mike picked up Vila's been wearing a sweater over her blouse because it got a little cold in here when they open. You know, they chill it down before they open the doors. And he picked it up. He goes, there's a 10-year-old on your show today because her little sweater was so small.
It's a crop top sweater. Which means nothing to
but
you people.
But it fits her normally.
Well, whatever. It's cold in here. There's a big chunk of ice out there.
Thank you, Violetta.
You're welcome.